A recent investigation by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel into the case of Marcus Evans revealed that police weren't aware the teen was already on probation for assault when they arrested him for attacking a safety aide at school in 2008. Had police known about his probation status, they might have sent him to lockup. Instead, he was released to his parents, and he's now charged with killing a 17-year-old girl just a year later. This case has prompted lawmakers to revisit the issue of access to juvenile records. Jim Moser is the former Dane County Juvenile Court Program Administrator. He is now a staff member at the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. He says the bill Governor Doyle vetoed in 2007 was too broad.
When it went beyond law enforcement and included a whole host of other parties in the court system who were interested in getting the court information, but don't necessarily need it on an immediate basis. They could get it, you know, prior to a court hearing, but you know, law enforcement is stuck out there in the middle of the middle of the night trying to make a decision, and I think sometimes a little more information where they can make a good decision would be better.
A co-sponsor of the original bill, Republican Representative Robin Voss, says he plans to address the issue again. The Wisconsin State Bar lobbied hard against the first bill. They argued broad access to juvenile court records would promote labeling juvenile offenders as criminals who needed punishment, instead of keeping the focus on rehabilitating them before they become criminals. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.